Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Tes. We are on the top of page Nun Tes, which is the page following page 116. Siman Reish Ayin Tes is Dine Tiltol Haner B'Shabbos. The halachas are moving the Ner on Shabbos. We're going to touch upon much of Hilchos Mukta, which we will revisit in Mirtz Hashem. In a little while, but we'll get a taste of Hilchos Mukta here. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ner Shehidliku Bo Ba'osa Shabbos, a candle, a ner that was lit on that Shabbos, Afal Pish Ekova, even though it has gone out, Osir L'Taltalo, the ner is forbidden to be moved, even after it has been extinguished. V'chein Mosar Hashemin Shebaner Shehidliku Bo Ba'osa Shabbos, and so too the leftover oil that remained in the candle that was lit that Shabbos, Osir l'taltalo u'lehistapik m'menu b'osu Shabbos. You're not allowed to move it, and you are not allowed to use it for that Shabbos. So again, the Mechaber says, a ner that was lit that Shabbos, even though it went out, you can't move it. And the oil that is in that ner that went out, so the ner, the oil itself is muksa, and you are not allowed to make use of that oil. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Afal Pi Shekova, even though it went out, V'hainu afilu lo nishar bo shemin klal. We're talking about the ner went out and there's no oil left. It's still going to be muktzah to move the ner. V'hatam, the reason is, the kevan de bein hashmashos haya asur betiltul. Since during bein hashmashos, it was asur to move this candle. Lufi shenase haner v'hashem v'apsilo basis l'shalheveshu davar ha'asur betiltul. Since the candle, the oil, and the wick were all a base for the flame, which is a davar that is asur to be moved. Umigu diskatsoy le bein hashmashos, and since it was muksa during bein hashmashos, because it was a basis for the shalheves, iskatsoy lu kuliyoma, it is therefore a muksa for the whole day of Shabbos. Vizu anikra b'gemara muksa machmas iser. This is what's referred to in the Gemara as muksa machmas iser. The kaimalon beili isura that we paskin, it is aser. Now, a very important point that we're going to discuss later in the shir is note number one. It's a very long note, and that is the posukim are discussing. What is exactly is muktzah about the shalheves? What's the problem with the shalheves? We're saying the ner, the oil, the wick, it's all buses to the shalheves. What's the problem with the shalheves? So we'll see that, and it will come out to be very practical in Mirtz Hashem at the end of this year. But let's first go through all the Mishnah Berurahs. The Mishnah Berurah says, Vayter in the second wide line, Im yesh emas enu yehudi olav al yedei haner. If there is the fear of a goy upon you because of the ner, what does that mean? So says the Mishnah Berurah in the brackets, Kamo Shayav Isman HaAmoraim, like what took place in the times of the Amoraim, Shahaisa Acha Shayu Makbidim Biyom Chagom Al Yisrael Shumadlik in there, Ba'osayom. There was a nation that was Makbid on the day of their holidays that Yisraelim should not be lighting candles on that day. V'chol Ki Agavner, any similar case where you're afraid of the Goyim, just tam you're afraid, and not that your life is in danger, just tam you're afraid of the Goyim. So then, Mutter L'Tautla L'Acha Shekova, then you would be allowed to move the candle after it goes out. That is the psak of the Shulta Giborim. V'chein hiskin v'sever tosef Shabbos u'delo k'magen Avram. The Magen Avram says, just stam fear is not grounds to be moving the ner, which is muktzah. U'miprim egadim mashma, shim yore sheyakehu o shar hefsed moment. If you're afraid the guy is going to hit you, or there's some kind of hefsed moment that could lead to, l'kul yal mashari, the prim egadim then says, everyone will say it's mutter. So the machlok is a case where you just, I'm afraid, but not necessarily with any nafgamina to the fear. He's not necessarily going to hit you. He's not necessarily take away your money. So that's what you get into a machlokas. But if he's going to hit you or you'll lose your money, and obviously, if it's at all a sakkanas nafashos, it would obviously be mutter to move that near that is muksa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter of Katan Beis, Moser Hashem and Shebaner, we said also the leftover oil after the candle goes out is muksa. It can't be moved and you can't use it. V'hu adin moser haner ha'asui mechela v'shava shedlikubo ba'oso Shabbos v'kava. Zakta Mishabura, very practical for us, the same din is true. If you have a wax candle or a candle made out of chelev that was lit that Shabbos and it went out, that candle is usr. Says the Shara Tziron Oz Dalid, the imlo hidliku ba'oso Shabbos, if there's a regular wax candle and it was not lit that Shabbos, nikri kli shemalachto l'isr, then it's in the category of a kli shemalachto l'isr, and it would be allowed to be moved if you need to use it for a mutter purpose, or if you need a place, like we will see later in Simon Shin Ches, the Mishaburis of Katan Lamedalud. So what we're saying over here is, Tafku, when the candle was lit that Shabbos, so then that candle, just like the leftover oil in the oil candles are going to be Aser, so too the remaining wax in the wax candle is going to be Aser if it was lit that Shabbos. Sivkatan Gimel, Litautlo Ulestapik Amener, you're not allowed to move it and you're not allowed to use that oil. The whole of the Huktza Bitchilas Knisas HaShabbos, since it was Muktza in the beginning when Shabbos entered, the Hainu Shebein HaShmashos. That means to say, during twilight in Bein Hashmashos, Kishahaya Dolek, when it was lit, Haya Aser Lehistapik Mimenu. Obviously, when it was lit, when Shabbos came in, you were not allowed to take any oil from it. Taha Mistapik Mishemin Shebaner Chai Mishum Echabe. As we see many times, taking out oil from a nair that is lit, you'll be Chaya for extinguishing. Ukid L'el Bereish Simen Reish Tamachay. So therefore, Iskatsoy Lukulioma. Therefore, it is Muktza for the whole day of Shabbos. Shelo Lehistapik Mimenu Av Achar Shekava, that you cannot take out oil and use it from that candle even after it goes out. And since you're usher to benefit from the oil the whole day of Shabbos, so memela usher gam kein l'taltalo. Since you have no benefit from it, you are not allowed to move it. The eino roi l'klum. It's not fit for anything, and therefore it can't be moved. Umilvadze. Besides this, betultal gufa hukta bein hashmashos. Just stam in moving the oil is going to be forbidden from bein hashmashos already. The nasa hakol basis la shalheves ukedel el bereish sivkat and aleph. Because again, it's also a busis, when Shabbos comes in, it's lit, it's a busis to the Shalhevis. So you have two problems of why you cannot move this oil. Number one, it's a busis, and the other reason is because since you're not allowed to use the oil, because you weren't allowed to take it out during Bein HaShmashos, will be mechabe when it was lit, so the oil is off limits, and once the oil is off limits, you have no hanah, so mela, it becomes mukta, you can't move it. Says the mechaber Siv Beis, Ner zeh shamarnu sha'asur l'taltalo, this ner that we're discussing in Siv Aleph, that you're not allowed to move, afilu l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekamu aser, even to move it, to use it for a permissible use, or to move it because you need the place, is forbidden. V'yesh mi shehiter, and there is a shita that is matir, v'lo niru dvarav, but their words do not appear to be correct. The Rama says, v'yesh omrim demishu istinis. The Rama says, there's those who say that a person who's an istinis, he's very finicky, the haner moyes alav, and the haner is grossing him out, mutter lohotzio, he is allowed to take it outside the room. The havi lideke graf shel ri'i, for him, it gets the category of a graf shel ri'i, which is like excrement that's in some kind of bucket that's designated for excrement, that's disgusting, and you're allowed to take it out of the room. The hamachmir lohifsid, and one who is machmir does not lose out. So here we have the Mechaber and the Ramo. The Mechaber tells us again that the candle that we said is Muksa is even Letzara Gufo, Letzara Mekomo is Aser. And the Ramo says that if one is an Istinus and the candle is Moyes Alav, he is allowed to take it out like a Graf Shel Re'i. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Dalit, Afilu Letzarech. So this is going in the Mechaber that said that you can't move the Ner that is Muksa, even Letzara Gufo Mekomo. Velo Domi Lishar Klesha Malachto Le'isr Demutu Letatu Letzara Gufo Mekomo. This is not like a regular Klesha Malachto Le'isr that you are allowed to move Letzara Gufo Letzara Mekomo, like we'll see later in Shin Ches Sif Gimel. The Hocha Kevan De Bein HaShmashos Haya Asur Letatulo. Since during Bein HaShmashos it was Asur to move it Af Letzara Gufo Mekomo, even for Gufo Mekomo was Asur, the Haya Basis La Shalheves Kanal, because on Shabbat came in, it was a busis to the flame. So migudis katsoy le ben hashmashos lagamri, since it was muktzah during ben hashmashos, totally is katsoy le kuyom lagamri, so it's muktzah the whole Shabbos totally. Again, like we pointed out before in the Shaar Tzion, a nair that was not lit when Shabbos came in, so that would be considered, according to most poskim, as we'll see, a klishim l'atol l'isr, which can be moved, l'tzar guf, l'tzar mekoma. We're talking about a nair that was lit when Shabbos came in, and therefore it was fully muktzah then, it was a busis, it wasn't able to be moved at all, and therefore for the whole Shabbos, it has a higher level muktzah and can't be moved, even l'tzar guf or l'tzar mekoma. The Mishabur ends off and says, v'ein chiluk b'chol zeh bein haner she'dlikibo ha'shemen. There's no difference in this halacha whether you're talking about the old-fashioned oil candles, the candle that has oil in it, ubein ha-menorah shedliku bo haneros, or if it's a menorah that has candles on it. Digamu nasa basas laneros, because the regular menorah is also a basas for the neros, just like the oil ner is a basas to the shalheves. Sikkatan hay is going on the Ramah, that there's a shita that says that someone who's an istinus, so he's allowed to take the ner outside. The Bach and Mogen Avram Paskin. Even someone who, in general, who's not considered an istanis, in imhu omer shamos alav, if he says now it's disgusting to him, shari lesalko mi'ala shulchan, he is allowed to remove it from the table. Umashma bebach de lohekel ela b'ner shel cheres. The bach is mashma, this whole kula is only by a ner that's made out of pottery. Shumos bevadai, that for sure, after it is used, gets disgusting. Like we'll see later in Zivov. Vuhadin shel eitz, and so too if the ner is made out of wood. Aval shel matechas, but if the ner is made out of metal, so lo mos, then it's not disgusting, this whole din would not apply. Even though we started off the Mishabura in Sivkotanei with the Bach and the Magid Avraham, they say Isnes is Ladafka. Anyone who says it's Mois is allowed to take it out, but the Derech HaChaim is Mashma, that one should be Machmir if he's not in general an Isnes, like the understanding of the simple reading of the Ramah. Sivkotan Vav, if this Isnes says it's Mois Alav, Hainu She'enu Yochol Lizbol She'emunach Eslo La'acha Shekava Olamocha Bayom. He says he can't stand to have it around him after it goes out Friday night or Shabbos day, then he is allowed to take it out. Sivkotan Zayin Lotzio, Hainu Kishu Munach B'mekom Yishivaso Shari Lahotzio Misham. Like all cases of Graf Shel Re'i, only if it is resting in a place where you're sitting, where you're spending time, so then you are allowed to take it out upon that place. Aval Im Hu Munach B'mekom Acher, but if the Graf Shel Re'i, or in this candle, the nair that's grossing you out, is somewhere else, Gamha Istanis Aser L'Tatlo M'mokom L'mokom L'chuyam, according to everyone, you can't move it. The whole heter is that it's bothering you where you are spending your time, then you can move it out. But if you're in room A and it's in room B, so just the thought bothers you, that would not be grounds to move it out, even for the istinus. The Rama ended off with a funny line. He said, "I'm machmir lohisid." So it doesn't really make any sense. Of course, the machmir is lohisid. So the Mishabura explains what it means. Sarach lomar sivkat ches v'hamachmir yachmir. One who wants to be machmir, not to take it out, that's great to be machmir. V'hamekel lohisid. One who wants to be mekel and rely on this heter that's like a graf shalri and he can move it out if he's an istinus. So then the mekel is lohisid. The one who is lenient, he does not lose out. Before we get to the note, I want to read one bir halacha, and that is on page Yontes Afilu Letzera Gufo. So I am the Mishabura b'mashikasati de'ein chilak. We just saw in the Mishabura, there's no chilak in this idea of a becoming a basis, which can't be moved even Letzera Gufo or Tzera Mekomo, whether it's a oil ner that was a basis to the shalheves, or if it was a menorah that was a basis to the ner. But here the Bar Halacha is bothered by a nice kasha. V'afilu l'dasa sefer ha'tshuma muva b'simin shintesiv dalud. And even according to the sefer ha'tshuma, which we have once seen and will be reminded in a moment, it's actually brought down in Simon Shin Tesef Dalid. Le'inyan meniach even al piachavis. Like a case where a person left a stone on top of a barrel. The Svirulei, the Sefer HaTshuma holds, Debasis lohave elim kein daitu sheyishar kein kalashabis. This sheet that we had before, the Sefer HaTshuma, that we had a machlokes a couple of shiurim ago, what's considered a basis? You had in mind to keep it on in the beginning of Shabbos, or did you have to have it in mind to be on the entire Shabbos? So the Sefer HaTshuma says, it's only a basis that you had in mind that the rock should be on the chavis the entire Shabbos. V'hacha, in our case, halo haner omed lehikavos. Over here, the ner is going to go out. So there's no plan of the ner being there the whole Shabbos. So why is that considered a basis according to the Sefer HaTshuma? Imkein, halo lo nasis ha-menorah klal basis laner. So why should the menorah at all be considered a basis laner? It's not going to be a ner that is lit the entire Shabbos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Mikom Bokom Hocha Adifa. Still, here it's better, meaning here there's more reason to be Machmir. Duhu Ayri Bedaito Lesalai Ka'isra Mi'ala Basis B'Shabbos. The Sefer HaTshuma was talking about a case where you put a stone on top of a barrel and you have in mind to take it off in the middle of Shabbos, either as a guy to do it or through leaning the barrel over in a mutadik way, you plan on taking it off so it's not going to be there, you're actively going to take it off. Ulakachlo Nisbatel HaBasis L'Gabei. And therefore, the basis is not considered batel to the muktzah. Masha'en kein bazeh, which is not the case over here, she'en daito klal l'salik. You don't have anything in your mind to actively take off. Afilu ha'idei ein Yehudi. Even through a goy, haner min ha'morat she'ichbe. You're not asking a goy to take the ner off the menorah. You just plan on having it go out, but you're not actively doing anything. Therefore, the menorah is considered a basis to the ner for the beginning of Shabbos. So the first pshat of the chiluk is The Sefer HaTshuva holds when you put it on and you plan on actively getting it off, either yourself or having a guy do it, so then it doesn't become a bustas. But in there, which is just going to go out mamela, you don't have to actively do anything, that does not lose the status of a bustas, even though it's not going to last the whole Shabbos. That's answer number one. Gam b'prin legodin mishpitz ozov shin tes, if katan ala pikpik negdo, he also go against the tazik, it's a different reason. Mishum de lo dami lemaniach even al piachavis. The case of the candle is not similar to the case of the stone on the chavis. The shum ledas sefer atshuma de lo nasis buses is because ibayim menarbe menashmashos. The reason why the sefer atshuma says it's not a bus if you plan on taking it off is because if you wanted, you could have shaken it off during menashmashos itself. Velo is katzoy klal. You could have shaken it off and it would not be mukta at all. Mashen came ben there lo shayach zeh, but in there that's lit on menashmashos, that's not shayach that you could take it off. Number one, you need the candle to be lit at night. Then there, b'Shabbos chovah, you have a chiyuv to have ner on Shabbos. Memeila migu diskatzel lebein hashmasha zochuli. V'chozeh utzrachnu afilu le'inyan ner shel shava v'chela. This idea that you need a ner lit is even by a wax candle. Avol b'ner shel shemen, it's even more so by a ner of shemen. B'vaday iskatzoy haner la'ashem b'bein hashmasha l'kuyama. There, for sure, it's mukzah der b'bein hashmasha according to everyone. T'ho lo shayach bo klal near us. You can't shake anything off them for sure. T'ho osir l'naro mishum kibui. There's a problem. If you're going to shake it off, there's going to be kibui, and therefore the second chiluk is that when it comes to the Sefer HaTshuva, the reason why the stone on the barrel, not planted to leave it there for Shabbos, is not a busis, is that even during Menash Masos, you're allowed to lean it over and get rid of it. There's a way you can get rid of it. Masha'en came by a nair, you can't get rid of it. Certainly if it's an oil candle, you can't lean it because it's going to be bringing the oil closer to the wick or further to the wick, which is a problem. But even if it's a wax candle, there's another problem. That is that you have to have a nair. You have to have a light on Shabbos, and you can't be knocking it off. So that is the Bir Halacha. I'd like now to go back to what we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, and that is the first note. Across on page Nuntes, note number one, which actually continues in the back of the Sefer on page number 17. Although it says it continues on 15, it's really on 17. And that is, we said that the nair, the wick, the oil is all a basis to the shalheves. It's all a basis to the flame. Why is the flame such a problem? Right? The Mishaburi says of Katan Aleph, Lisha Nasa Haner, Vashem Vapsila, Basis Lashalheves, Udavar Asr Betiltel. Why is the Shalheves, the flame, considered something that's Asr Betiltel? So, Betama Isr Tiltel Ashalheves, the reason why the flame is Asr to be moved, the Chazanish writes, Shekol Ocha Shalheves Deleka, so long that the flame is still lit. We're on page 17. On the bottom part of page 17 in the back of the Sefer, so long the flame is lit, ein haderech l'taltel es haner. It's not the normal way to be carrying the candle, michshash pen tichbe, because you're worried that maybe it will be extinguished. V'chein machma she'ena asuya l'taltel klal, it's not made to be carried around, elo l'ishtamish bav mekomo, rather just to be used in its place. V'dover she'enu asuya l'taltel klal nechshav mukza. Zot ha-chazanish, something that's not made to be moved, that's considered mukta. Afim nene mimir b'shabbos. So even though you're getting benefit from the shalheves, it's not made to be moved, and that's why it is considered mukta. Shlomo Zalman asks on the Chazon Ish, shelefi zen ner hanimtza besoch hashoshes. If the ner is inside some kind of encasement, she'ein chash sheyich bebetoltulo, where there's no concern that it's going to extinguish if you move it, it's made to be moved. So lo yechosh of mukta. It's not going to be considered mukta. Im yeh bedaito lelechasimu b'shabbos. If you plan on walking with it in Shabbos, it wouldn't be mukta. V'hari lo matzinu sug mesuyim shel nero shemutter betoltul b'shabbos. We don't find any candles that you're allowed to move on Shabbos. So that can't be the reason why the shalheves is not allowed to be moved, because you don't usually move it. Because then, if you plan on moving it, then it would be okay. Od Heyer, he points out further, as many times during the week, people are moving candles around. They used to, that was their light. So they would look for something, they would take the candle and move it around. So what do you mean? Candles are not moved, and that's why the Shalheves is Mukta. So Shlomo Zalman takes issue with that pshat of the Chazon Ish. And the next paragraph he argues, L'chein kasel agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'shalheves nechsheves mukta mishum she'ein a kli. A flame is not a kli, and that's why it's mukta. V'chein bir b'shal shivas igris moshe, that it is not considered a kli, and that's why it is mukta. Now, if you apply this practically to many things, and this note goes on and discusses, number one, in the next paragraph, Machshirim Chashmalim, Sheish Bem Chut Lach, Mislabin Umischamim, if you have some kind of electric blanket or some kind of other kli that has electricity going through it, so then all these things, Rav Moshe writes, they would not be considered Muktzah because of the flame that's inside. Because again, if you say the reason why it's not a kli, so now it is a kli. Now it's part of a kli, so then the flame would be a kli. And even according to the Chazon Ish, it's not normal to move, so now it is normal to move. So then it would not necessarily be muktzah according to these poskim. One other very practical halacha is, what about just moving a flashlight or a light, which he touches upon on the second column, the last paragraph. So if you can have a regular flashlight, so again, according to Rav Moshe, that it's a kli, so he writes over there, Lagabi menorah chashmalis kigon panas, like a flashlight, Rav Moshe writes, Shelimro shem me'ikra din ain hi muktzah, even though really me'ikra din, it's not muktzah, kishitasu anal b'shar machshiri chashmal, like we said, if it's part of a kli, so it's really a kli, mikom lokom osir letatula mipnei shadoma hilaner. Since it's a flashlight, it's a light, so it's similar to a candle. So in other words, according to the svar that Rav Moshe gives by the flame, so this would be like the electric blanket or anything else electric, it should be mutter to move, but he says, since it's similar to a fire, so therefore it's similar to a candle, therefore you shouldn't move it. There are those who are meyer that Rav Moshe did move lights on Shabbos, even though he wrote that you shouldn't do it, because it's similar to an air, there are reports that Rav Moshe did move lights, but this is a discussion if you're allowed to move an electric light, and that's why an electric light might be different than a fan, certainly it's Argufo Zarmakoma, you're allowed to move around the fan, no problem. But some say that when it comes to a light, it's different. So even though it might be a kli, like we're saying, it would be the problem by the flame, but it might be similar to a flame, and therefore it might be usser for that reason. So you have to therefore ask a shaila, or the one's going to do it, but the poskim handle the shaila. But this is the source of that sugya, moving anything that has electricity running through it, specifically lights, is all based on this idea of why the flame, why the shalheves is considered asa betiltel, which makes everything under it, the oil and the wick and the nair, makes it into a basis. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.